What's going on, guys? Zach here. I'm doing something a little different today. You know, this Friday evening on the way home, I had this thought that I just couldn't shake. It came from something I had dropped on Twitter a while back asking, you know, what dads could do more of. And it's just bouncing around in my head. So I decided to record it. You know, the audio is not going to be the same as me sitting in the shed, but the message is sound. It's a quick piece designed to get you thinking. Listen, enjoy, and again, I really want you to take away the hard-hitting facts that fathers have a role to play in a child's life, and the impact a lack of that presence will have on an individual, you know, will echo for eternity. So let's be the dad who does. Let's be the dad who gets in there in the trenches, a dad who's doing the work, a dad who's showing up, and a dad who's leaving his kids, you know, and his children with memories of greatness and fond times together. You know, that's what a dad's about, being present. And it makes a lot of sense that today's sponsor is PeacefulFathers.com, run by Anthony Migliorino. This podcast, you know, I take sponsorships, but they have to align with the message. And there's no message out there that more greatly aligns with what I'm doing with the Family Alpha than that of Anthony's message of peaceful parenting. PeacefulFathers.com, at Peaceful Fathers on all social media. You'll find the man, you'll find the message, and you'll find a way to better connect with your family. Now let's wrap this Friday evening up with an excellent discussion on what fathers should be doing with their children.
Welcome to the Family Alpha Podcast, a place where men, families, and the truth have a voice. The information shared on this podcast is meant to be applied. Now, here is your host, Zach Small, founder of thefamilyalpha.com and co-founder of thefraternityofexcellence.com. Let's get to work.
I once asked on Twitter what it is people wish their father did more of. And the response is, they were expected, yet at the same time, every single one highlighted some grander issue. So the responses were exactly what you'd think. I wish my dad taught me more about money. I wish my dad had a better relationship with my mom. I wish my dad showed up. People were saying things like, I wish my dad, you know, was more involved in my sports and my school, helping me study, helping me practice. You know, I wish my dad didn't hit me. I wish my dad drank less. I wish my dad smoked less. I wish my dad was more focused on me than his girlfriends. The list goes on and on and on. If I can find it, I'll link to it under this episode. But to me, you know, as I'm looking at all these responses and I'm reflecting on, you know, for some, they had nothing to share. You know, they had great positive things. You know, I'm glad my dad was who he was. I wouldn't want him to change a thing. That's awesome. But a large majority of those responses highlighted a lack of a father's presence. And at the end of the day, it seems like that's what kids need. They don't need the riches. They don't need the newest bike. They don't need you to buy them a car. They need their dad in their life. They need their dad to care. They need the man that brought them into the world, the one who adopted them, the one who just took that role in their life, whoever that is in their life. They need that man to be there and to show up day after day after day. They need you involved in passing life lessons. They need you a part of the process of them just going through and evolving as an individual, growing up, figuring out who they are, being able to lean on you. When things get crazy at night, it's dad who's got to go and check it out. You know, when there's something, a big ass lake to jump into, it's dad who's saying, yeah, go for it. Let's do this. Kids need that. They need a father's presence. They need you in their life to show them what right looks like. They need to hear it's going to be okay. They need to hear I love you. They need to hear that you're proud of them. You may feel these things, but they can't read your mind. You've got to tell them. You've got to overcome whatever, you know, issue it is that you have with displaying affection. You got to get over that, and you've got to let them know. Let them know what they mean to you as well. The children these days are facing so much. Like, the world has truly gone a little mad. They need something steady. A father's love should be what that steady thing is. You should be that rock they can hang on to while the waves are slamming around. You should be that strong oak tree that provides shade, shelter, protection, the one they can lean on, the one they can climb on, the one that's always there when everybody else turns their back, the one that's always there when everyone else is freaking out. Dad's got to stand strong. That's what being a father is. It's not growing a beard, drinking whiskey. It's not buying, you know, those ghetto, like whatever those Asus shoes are, and walking around your lawn in cargo pants. That's not what a father is. That's the mockery of a father. A father is not somebody sitting there with a beer gut, you know, acting like Peter Griffin or Homer Simpson. A father is the man who brought children into the world, or took the role and responsibility over a child's life, and he is there to guide it. He is there to shepherd that life to becoming the best it can be. He is the wall between order and chaos. He's the one who stands firm, the shield and the spear, protecting his family and attacking if necessary on their behalf. A father is so much more than we give credit to. A father is what children need. So when I go through and I read all those responses and I see that lack of a father's presence and guidance, I have to ask myself, why? Why aren't fathers showing up? Why aren't we seeing dads in the trenches with their kids? Why do we have so many adults these days saying, oh, my dad wasn't there? There's no excuse. There's no justification. Now, the obstacles thrown in men's lives, they're there intentionally. All these modern issues you're seeing have been created with surgical precision. The comforts, the fear, all of it. People are paid big money to find a way to get you to stay on your ass. There is a lot that goes into the marketing and advertising to getting you to wanting that drink, to wanting that beer, to wanting whatever it is they want you to want. They want you distracted. They want you numb. They want you pulled away from the family unit. They want you controlled. And unfortunately, it's working because a lot of men have acquiesced their role in the family to just being another child. Their fate, you know, they've decided to become just another kid for wife slash mommy to take care of. It's sad. But also, by discussing it, and by talking about it, and by recognizing it, we're now aware. And when you're aware of something, you can fix it. So sure, maybe you've been slipping up to this point. Maybe you haven't performed your best. But now that you've listened to this, there's no excuse. It's time to go forward. It's time to do and be what a man is and what he does. You've got to show up. Your kids need your presence. So let's get your ass in gear. Let's make it happen. Some quick ways you can do that. Instead of turning the TV on when you get home, or instead of relaxing or anything like that, go immediately to your kids and find something to do. After work, instead of relaxing, quote-unquote, let's do something. Let's go for a walk. Let's throw a ball. Let's kick a ball. Let's do whatever. You know, in their day-to-day, when you see them on the weekends, instead of buying them things or thinking, hey, go play with your toys or go sit on your phone or play with your tablet, you know, play your video games, instead of having those kids raised by screens, why don't you show up? Give them something else to do. Give them something that they want to do, you know, actively with you. Buy things that bring you together. I recently bought my daughter a gymnastics bar so she can practice her gymnastics and her flips. My son and daughter were down there doing flips for like an hour. And my wife and I were just sitting there watching them. No blogging, no writing, no TV. Just our whole family sitting there watching the kids flip around, doing their thing. Little moments like that matter. You've got to replicate that in your home. Create those little moments. The weekend's coming up. It's a perfect opportunity to do things differently. Go on an adventure. Go to a part of the town you've never been to before. Go to restaurants you've never been to before. Create, you know, big events. Go camping in your backyard. Turn your living room into a movie theater. Make some homemade popcorn and watch a big movie this weekend. There's so much you can do, but there's also only so much you can do. These kids are growing up. The time is passing. And while they're always your kids and you'll always be their dad, the sooner you are an involved father, the better. So make something happen this weekend. Make this the point where you change things for the better forever. You'll never regret investing more time in your children. And your children will never regret the time that you spent on them, teaching them how to invest time in their children of their own. Stay strong, and dads, please, get after it and get involved in your child's life.
Thanks for listening. You can join our private men's only community at thefraternityofexcellence.com. And don't forget to find Zach on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @ZachSmall_.